Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
Tony.
You talk a little bit. Let me fuck with your mic. What were you saying about before we went
how are you going to fuck with my mic if I'm talking?
No, not your mic. The levels, you bitch.
Oh.
you were saying, grab me the new RoboCop? No, not the new RoboCop.
What was it? Dread. Dread.
And then you were saying something about how you liked the new Total Recall.
With my boy Carl Urban and fucking Cersei Lannister. I love Dread. But
Dread's awesome.
I think I remember liking the sci-fi city and landscape and tone and fucking like color palette of the new Total Recall. There's really dope fucking scenes of like filthy, scummy fucking city.
Yeah, but aren't the apartments like super nice and white and bright?
No, not at all. It's all like hard concrete and shit. Like their bed is like built into concrete and
you
stuff.
You know what I do. Yeah, because they live in like the ghettos. You're
yeah.
Like, wait, no, that's Dread that you're thinking of.
No, that's a big apartment building that's like that too. Yeah. But no, like.
What's Cersei called? Mama or mother? Or
yeah,
like,
I think.
Or like bad mama?
I think mama.
Mama, is that it?
I think so.
Yeah, and she's giving everyone that fucking slowdown juice. That movie is sick.
Dude, and that's trippy as shit, and I'm like, I wish I had that. That shit looks dope.
You don't even see his face in the whole movie, right? Dreads?
I don't think so,
no. Do you know who that is?
That's Carl Urban.
The guy that plays Bones on Star Trek?
Yeah.
That blew my mind. I was like, he is fucking, he's got an awesome chin and lips. I love him.
Oh, fuck, who's the, no.
Newton John.
No, Olivia Thirlby, I think, is his fucking counterpart, the girl cop in it.
Oh, I can't remember.
With him.
You know what they didn't talk about? The Three Seashells, which I'm very bummed about.
I don't like...
Demolition Man. God, I'm dumb.
I was like, wait. Oh, yeah.
Because that's Demolition Sylvester Man. Stallone, and I was thinking of Judge Dredd. Now, I am the law.
I am the law.
We just watched Judge Dredd not that long ago, and that movie was rough.
Dude, that fucking ABC robot is nuts.
Oh, yeah. That thing looked dope, though.
Yeah.
I remember when I saw that, I was like, this is what fucking RoboCop should have been.
It's badass.
But, yeah, unfortunately, that movie's fucking dog shit. But, yeah, Dredd was awesome. We'll watch Dredd. I'll get it for you. And what was it, Minority Report?
I did say Minority Report, but I totally meant Total Recall.
Total Recall, okay.
But, no, it...
And that's why I started thinking of, like, isn't everything bright in that movie? And that there's, like, all these little balls with things on them?
No, like, Oblivion has, like, a pretty landscape to the tech.
Man, Oblivion would have been dope if it... I don't know. There's parts of that I
just did
not like.
There's parts that fall right off a cliff.
Yeah, like that ship at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
That ship was cool, though, man. There's a lot of dope. Like, I was like, wow, that looks awesome. You remember, speaking of Tom Cruise, we were going to go everywhere right now.
It is Olivia Thirlby in Dredd. Cool.
Hell yeah. I'm drinking fucking some iced coffee that I made for Tony and I. It's been brewing for, what, 6-7 days?
Oh, just about a baker's dozen days have gone by. We didn't even take the grounds out of her.
No, I think it was, what, 3 days or something
Days. It's third day.
This is fucking delicious, but I'm going to be fucking...
You literally, before you poured the cup, were like, well, I'm going to borrow God of War tonight, but I'm not going to play a bunch. I'm going to not stay up late, like, last night or whatever.
Monday.
And then I'm going to fucking party all day on it tomorrow while you're at work.
Yeah.
4 a.m. you're going to be like, ugh, Kratos.
I'm probably going to be playing it tonight, honestly. And then I'll just wake up at fucking noon or 1 tomorrow and start playing again.
Yeah, and I go, I'll be home in 30 minutes, bitch.
Make sure it's on my bed.
No, that's a good transition, too, because like, I'm not going to come home and be like, to the bedroom.
Yeah, you got to make sausage and rice and bullshit. Anyways, what I was saying about fucking before, I was like, we're going to go everywhere. God of War, blah. Was... Oh, Tom Cruise. What was that fucking movie? Tomorrow, the fucking Book of Tomorrow. What the fuck was it called? It's like Live, Die, Repeat, Die.
Edge of Tomorrow?
Edge of Tomorrow. Thank you. Yeah.
I was like, Book of Eli and Edge of Tomorrow?
Yeah, I put them both together. I'm like, isn't Denzel in that movie? It's weird. Like, my mind can access things, but I'm like not well, though, either.
Yeah, you're bouncy.
I am bouncy. But yeah, Edge of Tomorrow. That was a fucking awesome movie that I thought was going to suck. I had way more high hopes for Oblivion, and then I saw that, and I was like, eh. But Edge of Tomorrow, that movie's actually good.
I like Edge of Tomorrow. It's fun.
You know they're making another one?
Yeah.
I really hope they don't fucking completely fuck it.
Is it called Edge of Tomorrow? Or?
I think it's called like Live, Die, Repeat, Die, Repeat.
Yeah.
Or Live, Die, Repeat, Repeat.
Repeat, Repeat.
Or some shit
like
that.
Is the tagline,
And I think it's Edge of Tomorrow, too. Well, I guess the original movie was called Live, Die, Repeat, not Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And like, if you look it up, it says Live, Die, Repeat, but they're like, that's a dumb name called Edge of Tomorrow. I'm like, that sounds way worse.
Yeah, I don't know. Edge of Tomorrow just being like, you know, we don't know what's going to come.
Well, honestly, Edge of Tomorrow just sounds so fucking like... so... cliche.
It's a fucking nu metal band.
Honestly, hey, we're Edge of Tomorrow, yeah. Everyone. Yeah. This is our
Edge of Tomorrow. We're straight edge fucking hardcore fucking new wave band.
Well, okay, I thought you meant like nu metal, like fucking Evanescence.
Like, oh, I meant nu metal like fucking...
Like actually N-E-W?
Yeah.
Not N-U with the two dots?
I'm trying to think. Is like, oh God, just something the Skyline, Behind the Skyline or something like that. There's a band that's really, really big, but...
Bring Me the Horizon?
Maybe Bring Me the Horizon.
There's another... Oh, fuck.
And there's one that like has a rhyming name like with Skyline, and they play with like neon yellow amps, and they all have fucking like 80s metal hair.
That's sick.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Well, I was listening to Fat Man on Batman the other day with Mark Bernardin and Kevin Smith, and not like with them, they're on it.
Yeah.
And they had the guy from Black Veil's Bride as a guest. That was weird.
Cool name.
Have you heard, like, they're like a Motley Crue type band, like long black hair, tight leather pants, black, like a lot of makeup and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Like they're very theatrical when it comes to, so what do you say, Skyline?
The Skyline.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Right on. Well, how the fuck did we get
like,
on
almost
this?
Like Gent. Like almost like Gent.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, they're very, the progressive metal.
Ugh.
Progressive metal, you see.
Victory Records welcomes Design the Skyline.
We're like Meshuggah, but like with, you know, melodies.
Do you like Between the Buried and Me?
It is insane that like Meshuggah got ripped off so hard for that like stop, like super like techie breakdowns, and everyone took it, and everyone's like, Meshuggah, what?
Mahu?
Yeah.
Mahu? I heard this in my mind. Head? Yeah, I heard this in my head.
I think a lot of people are turned off because of like the singer's kind of like Static X-y.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he doesn't have that sick hair, but I
dude,
mean...
Dude, Spider.
He has like zero hair, I believe. Dude from Meshuggah is pretty bald. Anywho. All right, Tone. So how you been, dude? Been a while. What have you been up to?
I got a new weed eater.
Oh, shit. We're getting the weeds eaten. Speaking of eating weed.
Yeah, and then, My dad fixed my lawnmower. I tried to troubleshoot it, and then he tried to troubleshoot it. And then,
yeah, it was awesome. I come home the other day, and I had just mowed Josie's lawn. And that's not like a sexual innuendo. I had actually done her lawn
work
for her.
He legit just landscaped her fucking garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a garden. Doesn't
he
have
just
a garden.
Fucking plowed her rows with the mower.
Wow.
Of power.
Yep. Thank you for calling my dick the mower of power. Anyways, so...
last time.
I walk over to the garage, and a week prior to this, another similar story happened. I walked back to the house, and Tony was about halfway done weed eating, and he's like, yeah, weed eater took a shit on me. I'm getting a new one. So that's why he has a new weed eater. Now, I walk over Monday, or I think Sunday. It was Sunday.
Yeah, skip forward.
And fucking, I see like all these lines down our devil strip and stuff. I'm like, oh, shit, fucking Tony's doing the lawn. I'm like, man, that mower's quiet.
Man, where's he at? Is he hiding?
Yeah, it's like a ninja mower. I was like, what? Like, it's not like him to do four. I was like, did he die? Like, am I going to walk around the corner and you're just dead next to the mower? Just like massive heart attack. I'm like, fuck.
Yep.
So I go up the stairs and I go over to the garage and I look down at the garage and you're up there and the mower's on the table. And I was like, did you break the mower? He's like, come on.
Shut the fuck. What do you think?
Yeah.
God, I'm just fucking shining it up.
I was like, why'd you stop halfway? He's like, the fucking thing took a shit on me.
Putting
like,
a sweet mod on it.
So yeah, you got a new weed eater, and our mower's fixed.
Yep.
You've been playing God of War. I started playing God of War. I fucking love it. It's beautiful.
Oh my God.
The combat and buttons are very fucking difficult to get used to, in my opinion, but after 3 hours of playing, I'm starting to get the hang of it.
Dude, and that's what I've read. Every review I listen to during breakfast is like...
You listen to God of War reviews every day?
No, I have, though.
Okay.
Sometimes I listen to history of video games. Sometimes I listen to, like, how this computer was made.
Yeah.
Things like that.
The reviews of God of War.
Oh, they all say, like, dude, you have to almost, like, suck it up and take, like, the ass-whooping that is the beginning of the game and the learning curve that is the beginning of the game. And once you get about 5 to 6 hours in... You just start fucking screaming. Like, shit gets smooth and you have a lot of upgrades. I've got a fuck ton of upgrades.
Yeah, I'm very, I just got to my first realm and the game is fucking awesome though. If I had to like rate it right now, I'm 10. Oh, and yeah. I'm not even used to like the controls yet, and it's just still so pretty. It's so dope to fucking hang out with my old bro Kratos.
Grouchy is a motherfucker.
No, I don't know. He says I don't know to that fucking his son the whole game. Dad, hey, where are we going? I don't know. Boy, to me.
But he's more like manly. He's like boy.
Okay.
Not like, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not saying I don't know.
I don't know.
That's all I heard from you. Is,
I don't know.
When cock. He's like, I don't know. Yeah, way better.
Good impression.
That gulp was a Kratos gulp, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
That was tough as fuck.
Don't try to bring it back. You just tear me down and give me a fucking compliment. I see what you're doing here. I don't need that.
Dude, this is how I work you.
I don't need this bullshit.
This is how I work you.
I know, man. Fucking tear me down, build me up a little bit, tear it right back away. Fuck, man.
Eventually, I'm like, just step in front of the train.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We'll get to that, buddy boy. I have a little bit of news.
Oh.
A little bit of news. I've been reading Lock and Key again. I want you to read this so badly.
I know.
Are you taking fucking American Vampire on your trip? Tony's going camping.
I'm not going camping. I'm going to sleep in a log cabin.
Okay, that's still camping. Like, you're going out into the wilderness just in a cabin.
I am going to the woods to a structure.
All right. That's what
I am not sleeping on the ground.
I know you're not. You're sleeping in a fucking, probably a full bed.
Full, dude?
Was it queen?
More like queen.
Damn, that's going to be the whole fucking loft.
I got queen and I got full upstairs in the loft.
What do you mean?
There's queen downstairs, full upstairs.
You got a two-bedroom?
Yeah, it's like a two-bedder. Like, it says, like, you know, one bedroom plus one in the loft, because you literally climb the loft stairs. It's a one-person ladder.
Oh, my God.
And you walk up, and the bed's, like, within a foot of it. So you kind of, like, get into, like, the cubby.
Holy shit.
Of the top. You know what I mean?
That sounds dope to sleep in.
Dude, it sounds so fun. Courtney was like, well, you're going to sleep downstairs, like, with me, like, where we're sleeping. And I was like, yeah, it's, like, cool, like, cubby. Like, it's like a cockpit.
So, wait, why don't you guys sleep in the loft together?
Oh, I don't know. It's like a full-size bed, dude. I'd rather have a queen if I'm going to sleep.
I agree. Yeah. Have you ever slept on a king before?
No.
Holy shit, dude. You can roll over, like, 16 times without even knowing someone else
is
in the bed.
That's so cool, dude.
It's so nice. Like, you get in, it's like jumping into a pool, but it's a bed.
Dude, if I... Like, well, I feel like I shouldn't say if. When I get a house, because I do want to aspire to, get a house, I think a king's in my future, dude.
Yeah.
I think that would be the only way for me
when
going
Josie,
forward.
When Josie and I lived together, yeah, we said we're like, we have to get a king. We stayed in one in Colorado when we were in Boulder. It was fucking incredible. God, I would love to have a king bed and live in Colorado.
Yeah.
Just wake up to the goddamn mountains every day after I rolled 45 times to get to the floor.
They'd call you the Falconer.
Yeah, I don't know why.
The Falcon would just come over and chill with you and drink your cold brew.
Drink my cold brew. Fucking his brain explodes and nose starts bleeding. It's so fucking caffeinated.
That's something I watched. I watched a lot of YouTube videos of the Falconer. Which is the dude who plays MacGyver.
Yeah.
I forget the actor's name from SNL. But he has a fucking...
Oh, you mean MacGruber?
Yeah, okay. MacGruber, yeah. He has a ton of little SNL videos from back in the 90s where he was the Falconer.
Yeah.
And it's just like this really shitty animatronic, like, marionette Falcon calling down. Like, it's like, ah! And
that's
it just
awesome.
Comes, he's like, oh, my bird, my beautiful bird. And then he always gives the Falcon out to, like, have sex or, like, sell drugs or, like, do a crime and, like, abuses the Falcon.
So are you bringing American Vampire with you?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Back to the one thing you're concerned with.
Yeah,
well, I'm reading a comic in a fucking cabin, dude.
Yeah, I was asking because...
How cliche.
Because I didn't read anything when I was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So uncultured.
I read at my fucking other job, bitch.
You swine.
But speaking of reading, yeah, I've been rereading Lock and Key, and that's Joe Hill, Stephen King's son.
Yep.
Dude, it's so fucking good. Like, this family has this terrible tragedy that happens. The mom's a fucking drunk, and then there's three kids, oldest brother, and then, like, a middle sister, and then the young boy. And they go to this house, they start finding keys, and, like, there's the anywhere key. If you imagine anything and you stick it in any door, any doorway becomes a doorway to anywhere you're thinking. They have the fucking brain key where they unlock the top of your skull and they literally look into the people's, like, heads. They look into Bode, that's the little kid. And he has, like, him, like, skateboarding and, like, fucking, like, this, like, a mean witch that lives in the well. Like, you see all, like, dinosaurs and fucking all this bullshit. It looks very happy and loud. And you can take things out. Like, the girl takes her fear and her sadness out. And, like, fear is, like, this,
dope.
Dude, yeah, and fear is, like, this, like, fucked up, like, looking, like, like all black, and it like stabs, and it's like, everyone hates you, you have little boobs, and like says all like like all this shit, and like, yo, if you go in there, then like the sadness one just cries, and this is so dope. It's a little bit of a spoiler. She's like, I went to go put my fear and sadness back in because I don't know if it's safe for me to live without them because I have no limitations now. I'm not afraid to die. And she's like, but sadness cried so much they drowned them both.
Oh, shit. That's dope.
Oh, my God, dude. It is written so fucking well. It's honestly, one of my favorite comic books.
Is it well animated or
well beautiful
drawn?
It's beautiful artwork, dude. You would absolutely love it. It's so like an imaginative and like... Just the fact that this takes place in a house and stuff like that, like an old, creepy R.L. Stine, like Stephen King-ish house.
Yeah, like Adam's Family, big old...
Yeah, exactly.
And did you like Rose Red?
What's that?
Stephen King miniseries called Rose Red about like a fucking like ultra-haunted house.
No, I never saw it.
Uh-oh. It was on USA.
Was it like the 90s?
I'd say like early 2000s.
I feel like Josie showed me a trailer of this.
It's corny as fuck.
Yeah, she showed
me
a trailer of this and it looked really bad.
Yeah, it's horrifically bad, but yeah. I didn't know if you'd read or like.
No. I haven't read.
Steven also has like a cool series that he wrote about a house like that.
Yeah,
kinda.
But yeah, and his son, Joe Hill. I like that he doesn't write under his father's name.
Yeah, that's.
But he's the same dude.
Ballsy.
He's the same dude that did Horns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's fucking good, man.
Dude, Horns is sweet.
I'm telling you, you read Lock and Key, dude, you're going to be like, this is the coolest fucking comic. Like, it's just so good, and it's so, like, adult-oriented. It's very, like, real, but it's also really funny. I don't know, he's a fucking awesome writer. He really connects with the reader well, I think. All the characters feel real, too. And I think that's a really hard thing in comics sometimes. Like, characters just, you can just feel the writer the entire time, you know what I'm saying? Characters don't feel like they would say these things. Does that make sense?
I mean, I don't think I read enough comics to get that kind of vibe.
Well, there's like Kevin Smith written sometimes, if he's writing characters, you can hear the characters as him.
Yeah, so it's a Kevin Smith.
So it's like one voice almost. Like, Joe Hill writes in a way that like fucking really takes you out of that element. You can't really tell it's Joe Hill because his characters just feel so real.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Kevin Smith has characters that feel real. There's just some parts, like when I was reading Batman that he did, Cacophony, there's parts when I was like, this feels like Kevin Smith. But maybe that's just because I'm a big fan of his and I know a lot of the little things that he does. Like when Poison Ivy brings weed up from the ground, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Batman's like, oh God, the THC levels are like blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God, Robin, the THC levels are off the chain.
I'm fucking fucked up. God, Robin, I'm baked on the devil's lettuce.
Bring me some of those fucking bat munchies.
Yeah.
Stat.
Bring me the bat corn dogs, please. And a bottle of ranch. I am so ripped,
Robin. Oh God, you got a bat Pepsi for me?
God, I am parched.
Why is it so tasty?
I don't know, Lock and Key, I can't write. It's like a 10 out of 10. The first four volumes are free on Comixology, so the last two you're either gonna have to buy. Might buy the series, honestly, and just let you read that. It's way good. I'd like to own a hard copy of
it. Just buy it, and then, I bought Saga so we can all read it.
Yeah, I need to start reading that. Actually, the first volume of Saga is on.
I'd love that. That'd be cool. I'd love to talk to you about Saga. No one I know can talk about Saga.
I've read the first volume. I just fell off because, like, I stopped buying comics.
Yeah. Now I have 7, so...
Volumes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I must have borrowed it from you. All right.
Maybe.
So, I watched The Predator, trailer.
Oh, I was like, oh, cool. You watched that again.
No, The Predator. And I'm actually kind of stoked. I remember, I think it was last week or the week before that, I heard the synopsis of like them coming to a town and like a befuddled science teacher and fucking like the local cop and the kid are the only ones that could stop him. I'm like, what the fuck? But actually seeing the trailer, I thought it looked good. And it reminded me, it was weird though, on the thing, it was like, from the director that brought you Iron Man 3. I was like, is that supposed to be like a joke? Because people hate that movie.
Yeah.
They're like, out of all the Marvel movies, Iron Man 3 was the worst. And they're like, from the dude that fucked up Marvel's perfect streak.
You ready for more of
this?
He's
taking another franchise and slamming it into the toilet. Like, that's what, when you put Iron Man 3 up there, I thought that's a weird choice.
Why not
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang? Why not the writer of Lethal Weapon? Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of good things on that dude's record.
Yeah.
And they're like, from the man that brought you the most hated Iron Man movie ever created.
Maybe they just think that people will blankly say, ah, you made a Marvel movie. Dope.
That honestly must be what it is. Yeah, it's just like, oh, shit, yeah, he was Iron Man 3, even though I fucking talk shit about that movie nonstop.
Yeah, do you guys remember that one, bro? No, man, it's Marvel, though.
Yeah, didn't they have, like, the fake villain, the fake Mandarin? Why did they have to fake the man? Like, I was like, I don't know. I don't have any problem with that movie.
I know,
like
you
that.
Are a strong proprietor.
I am. I like Iron Man 3. Proponent. Yeah. Maybe proprietor, who knows? What's a proprietor? I think we did use...
A salesman? I think like the owner of a business?
Well, yeah, then I am. Because I'm always trying to sell this movie. I'm like, why don't people watch Iron Man 3?
Yeah, it's like you own...
Stock in it.
Stock in the movie, yeah. But shockingly you don't.
Like fucking DVD sales are down.
Down. Yeah, my movie doesn't sell hot at all.
So the Predator, I do dig. I'm excited for. That's what I meant to say. All right. Robin Hood. Have you seen this trailer?
Yeah.
Okay, the kid from Kingsman's playing Robin Hood?
Sure is.
And what do you think? It looks like Guy Ritchie's fucking Arthur to me.
It looks like the most misplaced fucking... Dude, there's a hardcore dope Robin Hood with Russell Crowe. Gritty and dark and fucking cool and
adult.
That
was right after fucking Gladiator, right?
Yeah.
Like around that time?
It was kind of during his like little slum.
Yeah. Because I remember that didn't do well, but I haven't seen the movie, but I remember seeing... previews and I was like, fucking Robin Hood again?
It's a pretty serious Robin Hood, and it's like, why would you degrade back to kind of shitty looking adventure Robin Hood, like cheap Pirates of the Caribbean or like you said, King Arthur-ish. Like,
well, it looks
those
like,
don't sell good.
Did you like Guy Ritchie's King Arthur?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so I thought it wasn't
like horrifying. Wasn't the most exciting movie of the kind of genre. By far, like I'd take a Sherlock Holmes over that.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, it was entertaining enough. Charlie Hunnam's just a little bit of nothing.
I can't. I think that was my favorite thing I've seen him in so far.
Yeah,
but
it's like Jai Courtney from Terminator, the fucking one where young Connor,
Rise of the Machine,
young Sarah Connor's with him. Yeah, where he's the fucking he goes back and he meets Daenerys
was that
Targaryen.
Genesis? Wow. Genesis?
Oh, Genesis, yes.
Holy shit. I was literally trying to think of something else, and it was like, words don't matter.
You know, with that guy, Phil Collins.
Genesis? Yeah. Used to be the dumber, and now he's the dinger. But have you seen, did you remember Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
That's different. That's different. That's satire.
No, you're thinking of fucking Men in Tights.
Oh.
I'm talking about fucking Prince of Thieves with Kevin Costner.
I vaguely remember
and Christian
it.
Slater, I want to
say.
Yeah,
why
it?
Not?
And so is, oh man, he plays not the sheriff. Is it the sheriff? The guy that's always fucking with Robin Hood, like, why are you stealing, bitch? The sheriff of Nottingham. Yeah, he plays him. It's a fucking, god damn it. He was the angel in Dogma. He was Snape in fucking Harry Potter.
Yeah, god damn it. What the fuck is his name?
Oh, man, there's a skit on fucking Family Guy where he says his name 19 times in a row. He's like, fuck me, dude.
It's really annoying that we don't know this.
Yeah, it's kind of
he's an
insane.
Enjoyable actor. He's in Dogma.
Yes, I know. That's what I said. Dogma.
Oh, he's the fucking robot in Hitchhiker's Guide.
And he's in fucking Galaxy Quest.
Son of a bitch.
I know, it's going to fucking bum me out, because like right when I find it, god damn it.
It's an easy name.
It really is.
Not even something crazy. Like Taika Waititi, the guy who directed
this
Thor.
Is Alan Rickman.
Yeah, fuck me in the ass, yeah. Right on the cusp of the dick.
And that's a movie podcast called I Can't Read. Alan fucking Rickman. Anyways, Robin Hood, what are your thoughts on the new trailer?
Fuck it.
Okay. I give it fucking impacts. How about that? Equalizer 2.
Oh, fuck yes.
Wow, man. I was like, that's insane that this is happening.
It's his first sequel of all time.
Yeah.
And it's the Equalizer. Yeah. It'd be like him being like that or saying Man on Fire. Both would be crazy choices.
Man on Fire, I think, would be the dopest. I don't... Jesus. Like, Man on Fire is so
dude,
good.
Dude, well, he dies, which sucks.
Yeah. What was his
but,
name?
Chrissy. Chrissy Bear, yeah. Yeah, his name was Chrissy Bear.
Anyways, keep talking. Oh, Equalizer 2.
I'm thinking that Man on Fire would have to be a prequel of like how he got there.
Oh, it's like Black Ops and shit like
that?
Yeah. But as he's like fucking 20 years older now.
Yeah, he is old as fuck. But dude, he doesn't really age also, so. Chrissy Bear.
Yeah, you said Chrissy Bear. I was like, I don't think it's Chrissy Bear.
Same thing.
Ruth Chris. Anyways, go ahead. That's a steakhouse. Two names.
Okay. Come on, stay with me.
There, do you know why it's called that? Because there was Chris's Steakhouse, and then someone bought the chain, and they had to rename it, so they renamed it to Ruth's Chris's Steakhouse. Is that fucked up?
Yeah, it's kind of fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You're not a bank merging.
Yeah, it's weird. J.P. Morgan.
AP.
That's only one person.
What is J.P. Morgan? No, like, I think it's like...
Welsh and Welsh.
I don't know. Which one is it?
Johnson and Johnson.
There's one that's like partners with one, like Citibank and Wachovia.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Wachovia.
That's a bank.
All right.
Wachovia, dude. Bear Stearns. That one's out of business.
Man, this coffee is fucking making my heart beat out of
my
chest.
They were defunct in 2008 after the collab.
Right. Okay. Fuck. How did we get here?
Equalizer 2, dude. Looks sick as fuck, dude.
Yeah, I'm...
It's the same movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
So dope.
But whatever, it'll probably
John Wick 2. Fuck you.
John Wick 2 was good.
Same damn thing.
Yeah. And you're back for more.
Yeah, right. It's like just what you wanted.
Monsters and Men I have written down here, but I can't recall this trailer at all.
Nah, me neither.
Hotel Artemis, I remember that one. Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
That looks fucking cool,
yeah,
man.
It's looks
like a,
nuts.
It's like a hotel that is a hospital for like people that commit crimes.
Yeah.
That like get gunshot wounds and can't go to the fucking actual hospital. So that's Hotel Artemis, and there's like kind of that thing where you can't like kill someone in that. It's like a neutral zone, no guns, no
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, which is like the fucking Continental from
the
John Wick.
Yeah, exactly. But this movie looks cool. And yeah, Jodie Foster. Isn't that something Kingsman like that too?
Yeah, there's, I don't think there's, like, you can't do anything in, like, the
no,
Taylor room.
No, it was John Wick, too. And not only that, I heard that they're making a series about, and it's called that, whatever place you just said, the Continental, whatever.
Oh, the Continental?
Yeah, the Continental. That's what the series is called.
Oh, it'd be great, because it's all about assassins boarding up.
Yeah, I think that that's what they were setting up, so they could write a series, and they're going to do a John Wick 3, I think.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So dope. Okay.
So I don't remember Monsters and Men. Hotel Artemis looks cool. And then Cargo's coming to Netflix. It's the fucking dude that played The Hobbit in The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Martin Freeman.
Yeah, thank you. And he has a baby and people are zombies, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Did you see that trailer?
It looks pretty gnarly. Like he's...
Once you get bit
running,
or something, it's
yeah.
48 hours. So he's trying to find a cure for him or his daughter, one of the two. And like, and if you don't, then you become the undead, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
And there's like like little pockets of civilization, but no one really sees anyone anymore.
Yeah. There's you're the first human I've seen and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That looks kind of neat, too. That's coming to Netflix very soon. You see any cool trailers or anything like that or any news?
No. I did watch a really good video, though.
Oh.
What?
Nothing.
I watched a video. It's like having news. The news about this video is it's pretty cool.
All right. Hit it, Tone.
So it's did you ever play Ocarina of Time?
Yeah, I love it. I was going to say that. That's what fucking God of War feels like to me.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like going to a temple when you get to a realm, and then you got to like, and it's like level based. Like there's certain pathways, but there's hidden shit all over it. But then you go out to the main Hyrule world, and it's fucking massive.
Oh, it's fucking huge.
Yeah. But God of War is so good. Anyway, Zelda, Ocarina of Time, one of my favorite video games. I own it for GameCube, and it plays on my Wii. So you can play Ocarina of Time whenever you like.
Oh, shit. With no audio?
Right now, yes, sir.
Yep, okay.
sorry, the TV
you
is
didn't
so
hear
futuristic.
It here.
Yeah, the TV's so fucking futuristic downstairs. It doesn't have AVI fucking inputs anymore.
They go, dude, we don't have room for this shit.
Yeah, they're like, here's 19 HDMIs. I'm like, fucking hell, this Wii's so old.
Damn, HDMI.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you remember the Shadow Temple?
The what?
Shadow Temple.
I thought it was the Temple of Light, where you had to... put all the light and stuff like that. Was it called the Shadow Temple?
No, it's where you get the fucking all-seeing eye. Like the eye of truth that illuminates like fucking things in the world that aren't there.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, all I'm really fucking like discussing is Bongo Bongo is the bad guy in that fucking temple.
Okay.
And dude, I was listening to all these fucking crazy theories about Bongo Bongo and that like he's actually like being punished for being a fucking traitor because they talk about thieves being put down here and his hands are detached from his body.
Yeah.
As a boss. Like that's the big thing is like you just dodge his hands, but his body is actually fucking a bent over backwards corpse with its head like falling off, like slid off. And like that's why he looks so fucked up, like a creepy, like two handed spider, is because he's actually been like strung up and slit throat and had his hands cut off for stealing, and he lives down in the Shadow Temple to relive all of his fucking, like, all of the worst parts of humanity. And that's why the Shadow Temple's full of, like, fucking spikes and fucked up torture shit.
Yeah, that's him in the bottom right corner. You can see his head cut off and his arms severed and stuff like that. That's pretty neat.
It was just almost like, it was a video that pretty much was saying, Bongo Bongo is so much more advanced in terms of how fucked up he is than most people give him credit for in the game.
Yeah, probably because they don't know that backstory.
It's crazy.
Like, is that explained somewhere else, or is that explained in the game? I don't remember this level at all, honestly.
Really? It's where you don't remember the lens of truth that shows you, like, it turns the world around you kind of blue, and then you see through a red lens of, like, circular lens.
I mean, it's
to see shit that's not there.
Kinda. And I played the shit out of this game, but I don't really remember the Shadow Temple. I remember the Light Temple.
It's not a hard temple.
And I remember seeing fucking, or getting to the end dude, and like he's in the pictures and shit like that. Like, I remember playing to the end of the game.
Yeah.
I just
Ganondorf.
Yeah. I just do not fucking remember this at all.
Yeah. It was one of those things, like, I watched the scenes and stuff from it, and I was like, fuck, it is like a really evil dungeon full of, like, bodies that were tortured and bones and shit. Like,
well, I'll get a fucking
that's cool
HDMI to AVI so I can hook that up, and then you can play.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Legend of Zelda.
Yep. Yep.
Listen. Listen.
Yep.
All right. So, do you have any other news?
Okay. Nope. You always go far. You go. You never keep it on. All right. Slow down.
Whoa, girl. Whoa. All right.
Listen.
So let's hop in. Do you have any other news?
No. All right. Bitch.
So, fucking Wilbur. let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I did not watch much. I watched.
Neither did I.
The Purge and The Purge Anarchy.
Cool.
One thing that I felt was really cool in The Purge was, you know, the name of the black guy that comes into the house? Spoilers.
Nope.
Bloody Stranger. That's how he's credited.
Oh.
And I was like, that's a sick band name, Bloody Stranger.
Bloody Stranger's cool.
Yeah. So, anyways, The Purge. I fucking loved it right up until a very crucial moment of the movie. Ethan Hawke just becomes the most badass dude ever, and all this dude does is sell security systems.
Yeah.
They didn't say that he was, like, fucking old military or nothing. And he's sitting there blocking knives with shotguns and shit like that, like, parlaying, like, fighting way good. And like his
way
whole and his whole family's just like fucking turns into like killers and stuff. Like, I was like, this is fucking dumb. Fuck that.
Oh no, it does go off the rails. But man, the idea of The Purge and how they like set
it's
up
awesome.
The Purge
movies—so right.
cool
the,
feeling.
The
countdown,
the lore, and yeah, it is very awesome texture. I'm just saying, like, the writing. They're like, okay, so in the movie, if you haven't seen it, The Purge happens. Anything's all go for 12 hours, right? Anything goes.
Any crime is
murder,
permittable.
Anything, yeah. The cops, firemen, everyone's fucked off. And then people are buying security systems to, you know, lock down their house so no one can get in and kill them. So this family locks theirs down, and their fucking idiot asshole kid sees someone like, help, help, they're after me, I'm shot, I need help.
Opens the damn door.
Opens the fucking gate and lets this dude in. Like, I was like, fuck having kids ever. Josie made that comment. She was like, this is why you should never have kids.
That's the worst.
Because they're fucking idiots.
I'd have been like, well, trade off, and threw them outside.
And then they don't, like, they're going to kill them, and then the other people come, they're like, hey, we need our pig. You're denying us our right to purge.
Yeah.
I wonder if that dude's going to be in the first Purge.
Oh, that'd be kind of crazy.
Because they could, because it's a prequel.
When's the first Purge set? Is it like Pilgrim Times?
Well, I think Anarchy. No. What?
Oh. What?
I think Anarchy was like the eighth one.
No. Oh, eighth Purge.
Yeah, idiot.
What was the fucking, right when they got off the Mayflower?
Was that when the first Purge was?
Oh,
they hit fucking
classic asshole Tony.
Oh, they landed on Plymouth Rock and just started murdering people for 12 minutes? 12 hours?
12 hours?
No, the
Purges are cool.
So I think Anarchy takes place with the 7th or 8th Purge happening. So the first Purge will be 8 years before that one.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I wonder if they're going to bring back the fucking main person from the first Purge. Like, not the main person, but the main, like, weird antagonist. The one that had all the cool lines.
Yeah.
He's like, we're overeducated and we need our Purge. That's the fucking cat from Sanctum. He plays the son. Oh. Yeah.
I also think my favorite parts of the Purge movies are sort of my favorite parts in zombie movies too, like the fucking idea of like a lockdown, like where sirens are going off and everything's like silent,
yeah,
and then little stuff rumbles, kind of like when like in 28 weeks later when everything's quarantined, but then you start hearing little people running and screaming.
Even like Silent Hill when the fucking alarm happens.
Yeah, 30 Days of Night when the overhead of the town.
Yeah. Oh, that shot?
That fucking shot.
Yeah. I mean,
if you don't like that movie, watch that shot.
Yeah, 30 Days of Night, that fucking, there's a shot where it's just watching the whole town. It is one of the best orchestrated shots because it's a very long, completely straight down shot.
Wide as fuck.
At a street, and it just goes along it like a drone, like just moving slowly forward, and you just see these vampires murdering the whole fucking
town.
There's
probably like 10 to 20 people moving in the scene all the time.
Yeah.
Explosions, and like shotgun blasts, like blood stains.
And I'm about to say the blood stains.
Yeah, it's 100 feet in the air, and it's like a city block wide shot. It's nuts. It's cool, so beautiful.
But yeah, in Silent Hill too, that fucking thing going off.
Yeah,
why would we get on that?
Oh, because I like the fucking Purge movies when they get silent and everyone locks the doors.
Yeah,
and I'm like, dude, then you hear like the rumble of like a fucking like Jeep Cherokee with fucking razor blades on it coming in like a fucking big old missile.
So I give the first Purge, like up until that point where they're like, we're going to fight them.
Yep.
We're not going to kill this random dude that our son just fucking let in and shit. But what is cool is that he's in the second Purge.
Oh.
He's in Purge Anarchy, and he helps save somebody again. Like, there's, like, the army that's against the people. Like, because now the government's bringing in, like, people to
people to fucking,
like,
make it seem more crazier.
Well, no, they're like, they're not using the Purge like they should, so we're literally just thinning the population anyways.
Why not?
Yeah, and they have that dude in that truck, and he just has a fucking minigun, and he's just going around. That was cool as hell.
So smart. What an efficient way.
Yeah, I think I liked Anarchy more than the first one, because the first one just really shit the bed for me when he was like, we're going to fight for this dude that we don't know and kill all these people.
Yeah.
The ending was kind of cool, but yeah, other than that, meh. I give the first one like a, I guess, like a 6. And I give, like, there is a little bit of rewatchability there. And, like, and it wasn't bad. It held my attention. And I give the second one a 7.
All right, cool.
Anarchy. All right, what'd you see?
I saw a few episodes starting it out of Evil Genius on Netflix.
Yeah.
Evil Genius is right in the vein of the fucking
Making a Murderer,
the Jinx, fucking the, you know, American
Jinx
Vandal.
Jinx is so fucked up.
Jinx is unlike, it's pretty much the bar.
Jinx, I don't think anything's ever going to touch that.
It's because no one else is going to be that hardcore. There's not going to be that much like beautiful evidence to look at.
I'm saying, but if you have not seen the Jinx, it's on HBO, right?
Yeah.
You have to. It's like 6 parts, I think. Yeah. I watched it all in one day. I was like, this is so fucked up. And I knew the outcome. I had heard it. It got spoiled for me. And if you don't know the outcome, my God, this is going to be a fucking treat. Like, think of watching Making a Murder and getting satisfaction at the end of the thing.
Yeah, not just speculation fucking ... This is a solved case, I think, called Evil Genius, about a bank robbery in like 2003 in Erie, PA, where a dude came out of the bank wearing a fucking like saw, like metal collar that looked like a fucking big handcuff with a bomb on the front of it.
Yeah.
And it just said like guess on his on his like white t-shirt. And he like sits down after they pull him over after he robs the bank, and he has a fucking shotgun cane that he throws down, and he's like, I didn't want to touch it. I don't want to die. Please. Like screaming and fucking begging. And literally you hear fucking kitchen timers going down and down and down.
Oh my God.
And legit, this is literally the fucking real case that was in the news, and you see it in the preview. Motherfucker explodes.
Yeah.
His fucking head gets like almost severed and dies, like fucking blows up on the street. And it's all about the case of like who orchestrated this. Was it these three people, these two people, like a random pizza driver? Because he was a pizza driver. He like, that's what he was doing as a fucking living. Dude, it's so nuts.
That could have been me, dude. That's pretty close to here.
Well, you'd...
I've been to Erie.
I'll give you a hint. I mean, you'd have to deliver a pizza to a fucking abandoned radio tower if you were dumb enough to do that.
Wait, what?
The delivery that the guy took when they kidnapped him to do the robbery for them was... He got a fucking call. There was a pizza that wanted delivered to an abandoned radio tower.
Is this a show?
It's a show.
How many episodes?
I think 12.
Fucking hell, dude.
It might be less. It might be 10. I haven't checked them.
Oh, my God. I'll check. What's it called?
Evil Genius.
Evil Genius. What do you give it so far?
Oh, 9, man. It's fucking enthralling. Really? It's in the same vein. It's the Jinx sort of maybe payoff, I'm hoping, with Making a Murderer kind of story driving. Because there's a lot of fucking pieces moving.
I'm trying to figure out how many episodes this is, and I can't.
Like an intense amount.
Hmm.
You can't find out how many episodes are on a fucking series on the Netflix app?
Oh, no. I was looking at fucking IMDb, because it usually lets you click and select episodes.
Yeah.
And then I was going to do that to see how many episodes there were, but it fucking wouldn't let me, Dad.
Well, that does suck. It's fucking awesome, man.
Are you looking for it?
Yeah, it's right here. Evil Genius is... Oh, my God, it's only 4 parts. I'm on part 3.
Oh, awesome. I'm so
down.
It's going
to be so hot.
Because I'm not going to lie. Like, Making a Murderer felt sometimes like work. I'm like, damn, it just... I don't know if I really care about this part of the case. I know they're documenting everything, but holy fuck. Like, it got kind of boring at times. Did you feel that way? Making a Murderer?
Only because I felt like they were dragging out details that I didn't deem relevant.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. That's why I was like, I don't really give a shit.
No, I gave a shit at the end, though. I was like, come on, is he... He's fucking innocent.
He's gotta be. All right, so what else did you see?
I also saw... Let me pull this up right here. That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's hop into Tessa Tony.
Right on.
Bad Boys.
Dude, what...
Bad Boys.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come...
When the Hulkamania runs wild on your brother.
You take your vitamins. That's a Hulk. Quote.
I am a real American.
Rights of every man.
Dude, my friend Dana walked down the aisle to that song.
That's funny. We used to come out to that as a band.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a cool song.
Yeah, we would just play that like right before the set.
We listened to it at a close at work. Made it better.
Yeah, I think... I can't remember.
I think it's like Kenny Loggins or someone that fucking sings that.
I have no idea. Paul, get the fuck out of the cabinet, dude. What, you gonna fucking put your dirty ass butthole on everything in there? Is nothing sacred to you? Fucking hell.
Yeah, you tainted fucking little ass dripper.
Jesus Christ. Our cat's has his ass dripping all over our shit, man. It sucks. He's got such a bad shit cutter, just leaks.
Dude, he's the worst. It's like a fucking like dried out balloon knot.
Yeah, and then somehow he just has the wettest shit coming out of it. I'm just like,
and he eats organic food and water.
I'm looking at a shit stain on a leather chair right now.
It's getting real, folks.
Yeah, now he's leaving because he's embarrassed. Yeah,
I swear to God, you go in my room, you fucking dookie machine.
Yeah, that's why I don't let him in my bed, because one day he sat in it and I was like, just clean my shit. What the fuck? And then there was a little tiny shit mark on there.
Nope. Ow!
Oh, he's going for it.
Cut! Get out of here! Come back here!
All right, Bad Boys. What'd you think, bud?
Bad Boys. Dude. Tia Leone, so hot.
I didn't
in
watch
the one
it.
Movie she was pretty in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. She never played another sort of, in my opinion, like, she's naturally that hair color, but then she's blonde in every other movie ever. I forget the fucking movie with Jim Carrey and her about them, like, after he loses his job.
What?
God damn it. Oh, The Adventures of, like, Dick and Jane.
Oh, I do not. Yeah. Don't they, like, go on a fucking hunting, or not hunting, they start robbing places?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, so...
Is it Lisa Boyle?
Lisa Boyle? Who?
Is that who you're talking about?
Tia Leone.
No. Way off.
I'm like, Lisa Boyle, that's not a name of anyone.
No, there's no person... She's not in this.
T-E-A. Let me read you that. Are so wrong.
Tia, like Tia and Tamara?
Like T-E-A. Right. Tia Leone.
Yeah, not... Not
you
sooner.
Stupid son of a bee sting.
I'm looking at Bad Boys 1. You watch Bad Boys 1, right?
Yes, I watched Bad Boys 1, dickhead.
Yeah, she
I
ain't.
Can literally quote her.
All right, how do you spell her last name? Tia Leone, there she is. Let's see what she's known for.
It says right on the fucking description, Paul. Look, Netflix app, asshole. Literally the three actors, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, and Tia Leone.
Paul, look.
Look at it. Look at her.
Yep, she was Julie Mott.
Oh, fuck off. And
I'm telling you, she wasn't on the fucking IMDb page.
She's on the cover of the damn movie.
And they didn't. Dude, look. All right, look. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, Lisa Boyle. Michael Taliaferro.
Hey.
Emmanuel. She's literally
Your
not,
IMDb has been fucking us all night.
She is not in it, dude.
Don't know how many episodes it could be, dude. I'm at a real loss here.
Anna Levine. I can see her. No Tia fucking.
Listen, shut the fuck
Leone.
Up.
Was that her name?
Get Tia Leone, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. That's been way too much time. I've had Tia Leone. It was rated R as fuck.
Yeah.
There's boobs in it. Ooh. There's tons of cussing, dude. Like, they say motherfucker and fuck you, mother. Like, dude, a lot.
Yeah, I remember it was a very, like, hard R for fucks. A
lot of squibs.
Yeah.
Got some big shots in it. Man, oh, man. Every pistol. I got notes on this movie. Every pistol has 49 rounds in it. It's incredible. What a fucking, what high capacity.
Wow.
Ah, so dope and realistic. Couldn't get enough of it. Literally, there's a guy that shoots a can of ether under a fucking plane that has a guy in the cockpit of the plane, and he goes, "You forgot your boarding pass." Literally.
I love it.
It's paused the sound of explosions behind him to be like, "Forgot your boarding pass."
That's amazing.
Horrible.
That's so good.
Horrible.
I wish I would have watched this. I'm going to watch Face Off and this like back to back one day.
Fuck me. Then watch The Rock and you're complete.
The Rock's good though.
It's great.
Yeah, The Rock holds up. Well, what do you think about Bad Boys?
It's so corny. It's so fun though.
What do you think about Bad Boys, bro?
Oh, it's got its hits and misses. There's funny shit in it. There are parts I legit laugh at.
Yeah.
It's so still, just so goddamn Joe Pantoliano fucking as like the chief police that's bitching at him the whole time. And just like grouchy cops, grouchy boss, fucking chick that doesn't want to be there but fucking falls for one of them. Fucking dude, there's a scene where he's like, "Oh, big dick Mike Lowry, why don't you pull it out for big dog?" And he's like, "Yeah, pull it out, put it on your fucking forehead." Just like, it was really a small joke. Like, it clicked right away from it, but I was like, that's fucking hilarious.
That's awesome.
Action's fucking ridiculously stupid. It really is. There's literally a scene where there's two, so imagine there's two retaining walls going across the highway. Like, there's a wall across the highway.
The medium?
Well, yeah, the medium, but it's in front of you. It's a fucking big 6-foot brick wall on all over the road, but you're going 90 miles an hour on the road. And there's a car length or a car width opening. So one car could go through the fucking big wall that you would smash into.
Why is there a big wall?
No clue.
Okay.
They're in an airport, and for some reason the airport has to have big fucking concrete walls for the fumes or something.
Okay.
They're racing.
Uh-huh.
In the airport, dude. They're on the fucking the strip of landing
strip.
Isn't
this where like the end is?
Yeah, and it's like ding 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 ding, the same fucking Michael Bay song. That he has in The Rock and every other
movie. Bad Boys Michael Bay?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think it's like fucking Joel Schumacher and Michael Bay.
Oh, what a team.
Dude, it's a lot. It's a fucking lot of a movie. Yeah, this I'm almost 100% sure it's a Michael Bay original. It's like that's Bad Boys is kind of like blew him up to Transformer level.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, so they're fucking driving a fucking Porsche at 150 miles an hour. Think about the logic of this, Paul. Mm. You have a football field that you're driving down, and someone puts up a wall in front of you all the way across the football field, but there's one opening for a car, and he's literally like, "You gotta get him. You gotta fucking get him. Get in front. Get in front. I'm not dying today, motherfucker. Please. Go, 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 go. We're gonna die." I'm like, "Or you slow down 1 mile an hour and get behind him and go through together like a train."
Well,
I was literally like, what's happening? Why are they in any danger?
Why are they racing?
Their dicks were so hard and they so wanted to fuck that they were fucking racing and they had too much fucking balls and testosterone and boners.
Why were they racing the other car?
The one was a guy trying to get away.
Okay.
They were catching up to him, but as soon as they did, at 150 miles an hour, they're like, "Can't go 149, dude. You got to get to 151 and beat him, Gina. We'll die."
Yeah.
And I was like, it's
logically
no drama.
Logically.
Yeah, logically, it's just illogical, and I couldn't get past, like, I get, like, fucking, like, certain things in Face Off. Like, one of yours? One of yours? What was his
name?
One of
yours, Sean?
Yeah, Sean.
That's my favorite. Oh, my God. Just watch the beginning scene of Face Off. It's so good.
One of yours, Sean?
That fucking, when he's just like, "What do you want?" Like, after he drops her out, shoots her in the back, drops her out of a fucking plane about to take off. Oh, it's magical.
Dude. Peach. I could eat a peach for hours. I'm like, why that line? My God.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay.
Wow. Get lightheaded from all this caffeine.
Face Off. Oh, shit.
I'm not even lying.
Bad Boys. The most unintelligent ending sort of duel I've ever seen. I was like, oh, fuck me. They're literally talking about, like, if you have two lanes of traffic, would you run into a wall or would you get behind or in front of that other car?
You're still talking about this fucking wall?
This damn wall's a piece of shit, Christ. Dude.
I was trying to see what we were about to talk about next, and I clicked.
Man.
And I stopped listening, and then I came back, and I'm like, he's still bitching about that fucking wall?
Wow, your head's in the fucking clouds over here, Mr. Coffee Nuts.
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
oh, I give it a 5 out of 10. It's kind of funny, but that's not redeeming enough.
All right. What's up? The movie of the week, Anon.
Anonymous is what it's short for.
Yeah, so
now that you've seen it, you agree?
What?
That it should be short for Anonymous.
Fucking duh.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Did you watch the movie? Okay, cool.
So did you get it? But did you get it?
There were things in this movie I'm like, wait, what? Hold on.
You don't know, dude.
Jumped the shark, I feel.
It didn't. It didn't.
Did you like this?
It's awesome.
How awesome?
What?
Like, how much did you
it
like
got
it?
Boring at the end. I give the beginning hour.
It's awesome, yeah.
A 9 out of 10.
That's great. Dude, Netflix shits the bed on every
ending. The ending, I give a 5 out of 10. I will agree. So that's why I'm going to give it a fucking 7.
All right, hey, spoilers real quick if you want. Shut off the podcast. Next week we're doing The Illusionist for Tessa Toney.
Oh, yeah. Illusionist for Tessa Toney.
And then movie of the week is Shimmer Lake. That's Netflix.
Shitty Lake, dude.
Watch it here. Okay. The Illusionist is one of my DVDs, so good luck finding that bitch.
Yeah, dude. Come over and borrow it if you dare.
Fuck off. All right, anyways. So, Annan. All right. So, at the end, when she... Do you want to say what the movie's about?
Oh, sorry. I was still laughing.
I know. I can hear you in my fucking ears.
Isn't it cool?
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
it is. Ah. You don't laugh a lot.
Yeah, I laugh all the time.
The Twitter fans tell me that they don't like how
you
much
don't
you don't laugh.
You don't fucking even know what Twitter is, old man.
I've been to Twitter before.
You don't even... You're like two little characters I need to post about my fucking
dude, you remember when I
motorcycle.
Posted to fucking Paul Rodriguez and called him Fall Rodriguez, dude? Okay? I'm on the fucking cusp.
Tony and I were ultra...
ripped out of our brains.
Okay, right on. You hate saying that, and you're like, I won't post if I say I'm fucking stoned. I'm like, well, don't say you're stoned, and please share this, because I don't have social media.
Fuck off.
All right, so, fuck. Oh, yeah, we're watching the X Games, and it's so sad, because, like, Paul Rodriguez was, like, fucking... Did you watch The Motivation, where he's, like, divorced?
Yeah,
he's divorced from his, like, wife, like, can't see his kid, like, is, like, kind of, like, his... mansions that, like, empty. He's like trying to win these competitions because he's running out of money, and we were just watching him fall and fall and fall in this competition. Like, he just couldn't get it right, and Tony was like, more like fucking Fall Rodriguez, and I was like, holy shit, you gotta tweet him. He's like, I'm gonna tweet him.
I did it, dude. And you were like, oh really?
And then he tagged
because it took me like 10 minutes.
Yeah I forgot what the fuck we were even talking about. Like, I was just like sitting there like, man, Nigel Houston's real good. And you're like, I did it, dude. I'm like, did what? You're like, I tweeted Paul Rodriguez. I was like, what'd you say? And he's like, at Paul Rodriguez, more like Fall Rodriguez.
Am I right?
And it took 10 fucking minutes for you to write that.
Hey, man.
And it was the meanest thing Tony's ever done.
If you read my Twitter, it is scathing.
What do you mean?
It's all it was me writing the most random, vile, stupid shit ever. Dude, it's absurdity. It's crazy. It's like a fucking circus of idiocy.
All right, so, wow.
Yeah, you like that?
No, I
just
don't.
Just thought of it, dude. Circus of Idiocy. They were like ICP, but like with...
That really does sound like fucking like the next ICP album, Circus of Idiocy.
Circus of Idiocy.
Circus of Idiocy and the Devil's Den, part 2.
Welcome to the Jester's Box.
Yeah, welcome to the court.
Ugh.
The Jester's Court. All right, anyways, go ahead. What the fuck were we talking about? Annan?
I don't know, man. Oh, so first half, man. The tech, the fucking feel of the future in this movie, because it's based in the future. It's like a detective story meets like Blade Runner, like, but more a grounded detective story, not like Blade Runner being this sort of fucking like...
It's kind of like...
humanoid hunting.
It's like a noir movie in like a little bit ahead of the future of us.
Yeah.
Mixed with fucking... Oh, fuck. The Circle.
Like, well, that yeah, type yeah. Of... There's, like, the idea is that, yeah, you have the internet in your eye.
Or like, Final Cut. That's a better one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Final Cut is the where they go back and get your memories, and, like, he's the cutter. Oh, yeah. That's such a cool concept.
Yeah.
When the person dies, they put together the memories, but the cutter has to go through all the memories to find them, and he sees fucked up shit about people and stuff. It's crazy. Yeah. That's a fucking awesome movie. Anyways, we weren't talking about that at all. But it's almost, like, the exact same thing as... Anon.
I thought that the fucking display, the HUD that like people get with each other, and the way that she had the fucking oh god, Air. I forget what it's called. No, like when she would put a hack on something, it would be the there's a name for it. It's a fucking like endless spiral. Oh, it's like seen in nature. It's a mathematical equation.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it just means like sort of like all of eternity. And I was like, oh shit, she's using like organic math to hack people.
Yeah,
that's badass.
So basically, they like everything you look at. Like if you look at food, it just tells you what's in it, how much is it, and like everything about it. So
puts things on your wrist if you want to buy a watch and you're looking at a watch in real life.
Yeah, like, so you can like try it out. So, but it's all through your eyes and stuff, and you have a feed in your brain that you can go back to any day, anything. Like the government's giving this to everyone.
Yeah,
because they said it's for our safety and shit. And they get a they get a call for murder, and they're like, all right, we'll just like look at his memory and see who the killer was, because that's what they do.
Like, this is crazy this is even happening.
Yeah, they just rewind his memory back to the final moments before his death, and then you think that he sees the killer walk in, or maybe they're masked. They're not. You see it from the killer's point of view. That's a fucking cool concept.
It's such a beautiful concept.
So the person turns around and sees themselves with a gun in front of them, in front of their face, and they're basically blind to watch themselves get killed.
Yeah.
It is. That's a gnarly
fucking... It's so gnarly. Like, it's such a compassionate way to kill as well. Like, it's there's never fear. It's just, like, this confusion to what's happening to them, but it's
okay,
not
so,
like...
Okay, hold on. Pump the fucking brakes. You're telling me that you're standing... You're sitting there playing God of War like an asshole in your room, right?
Awesome, like an awesome.
And then fucking all of a sudden your eyes just fucking glitch out, and you see from the hallway you sitting in a chair... And then a gun in front of you. You would be shitting your fucking pants. There would be no confusion. You would die so scared.
All right, man. I meant like it was humane, like they put them out of their misery
quick. It's not humane at all. It's the most fucked up way to die.
So it's pretty badass, dude.
It's all very badass, but not compassionate at all. You're like, it's pretty nice of them to, you know, show your death to yourself. What the fuck?
There's a boob in it.
I'm sorry, what? The movie?
Yeah, there's a boob in it.
Is that where you went?
Wow, well, just moving off from all the horror. You get a titty, even though it's sad, a very nightmarish way to die.
A few, yeah.
Oh man, dude.
It's a neat premise, though. It really is. But yeah, the end, I was like, so, okay, the end. We're going to spoil it.
Oh.
Was it the fucking kid that was hacking with them for the cops, right?
Yeah.
It was him?
Yes.
Not that great of an ending.
The kid that was in the room was the fucking hacker.
Yeah. That was hacking her.
No. The ending is nothing special whatsoever. You could turn it off 10 minutes till the end.
I didn't see it coming, but I was like, I don't really give a fuck.
No.
And then it was him, like, and I was like, eh.
Revealing the puppet master and fucking Ghost in the Shell. Like, it's not going to be that great of a reveal, and it wasn't. It was not Blade Runner worthy. It wasn't, like, awesome sci-fi. But, like, the tech world that they fucking provide. Pretty much, I love the idea that you can't trust your eyes. Like,
that was sick.
That's such a dope line. Like, being like, I don't know what reality is anymore because this future's so fucked up. This is all a simulation of some sort.
Yeah, he's like, you can't believe everything you see. It's not just a saying anymore.
Now it's real.
Yeah, I was like, that's lame.
Linkin Park song plays as it pans out from like Transformers.
I was thinking, a fucking ghost ship. But where I think that's Mudvayne. What's up? Hang on a second.
What, Dig? Mudvayne?
No, not that. That song's, dude, Dig rocks.
Shut up.
Fuck you, Dig rocks.
Fuck you.
You like Dig. Bum, bum, bam, bum, bam. Have you seen that video where the kid's like,
yeah.
when he screams. Oh, it's so good. Mudvayne, ghost ship. Hold on, no, I'm just looking it up to see what song it is.
I've never heard it.
In a world so cold, or some shit like that.
Is that?
No, it's not Falling. I'll pull it up, don't worry.
Oh, great. Great for everyone.
Yeah, how do you spell Mudvayne?
Oh my god.
I know it's something like, it's like M-U-D.
V-A-Y-N-E.
What? Oh, that's my, is that it?
I think, man.
Yeah, Mudvayne. What was that song called that I just said? Not
Dig.
Falling? No, it's not Dig, motherfucker. God damn it.
Bury Me.
Bury Me. Buried Alive by Love. Been listening to him a lot, have you?
Right.
All right, so next week we're going to do what do we give Anno?
7
Anon.
Out of 10.
Fuck. I cannot remember this fucking movie. 7 out of 10? Yeah, I think by the end I was like 6.5. It's worth a watch, though, for sure.
Also, another gripe about Bad Boys, he reads him his Miranda rights while he's driving the car.
I thought you were going to be like, this fucking wall, right?
No. While they're on their way to the wall of fucking nothing, He reads him as Miranda writes out loud.
Yeah.
And someone, it's such shitty writing. One of the characters in the movie was like, what are you doing? And he was like, just get it out of the way. They're driving. And his hands are never steady.
Yeah.
They're always going from 2 and 10.
That's one thing that really fucking bums me out about movies is that, like, I'll watch someone drive and they're fucking, like, as if they're dodging every pothole in the world. They're just going fucking up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. I'm like, no one drives a car like that.
Yep.
Nobody drives a car like that. It's all right. Another gripe of mine about fucking movies. This happens all the time. No one says fucking bye on the telephone.
Oh, they don't.
It's so fucking weird. No one. Why don't they do that? Why don't they do?
No, I understand. I understand.
It makes
completely.
Me fucking irate, Tony.
It's not normal. Be decent.
Can't believe everything you see, Tony.
Oh, you can't always believe your eyes.
Until next time, go burn books.
I gotta go. I gotta go. Why are we still here?
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy. And he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's, like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
trick
you a
you
lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.